Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. As you know, I've been promising you marketing. I've been promising you the types of information and bits of news that'll make you scratch your head. And then, of course, you get the obvious, well, folks, what's it going to take? What is it going to take for us to take a stand and take back our government? We cannot afford to allow us to continue to slip into the globalist arms. We're getting way too close. It's dangerously close. As you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this is the only show that goes through academic evidence as well as real-world evidence that we are in a pickle that only Republic Review can get us out of. Republic Review is the only academic process that will get the federal government back into compliance and get this nation out of doing things it has no business doing. Some of those things we're going to be talking about today. Our listen number or our call-in line is 605-562-4209. And I would ask that if you cannot listen to this entire show, then just dial that up. Put that in what I will say your contacts list or put it on your auto dialer, speed dial. If I don't know, do phones still have speed dial? I'm not sure. But I will say this, that the topics that we cover, especially when we get into the academic stuff. Now, the marketing stuff, some of this stuff is going to make you sick. Some of this stuff is just, you got to be kidding me. Really? Here in America, these things are still happening? And it's only getting worse. We're going to be talking about red states doing crap that blue states, dark blue states, are doing. If you think there's, you know, we're going to wake up. No, we have to stand up, not wake up. There is no waking up. We actually have to start taking action now. So with that, let me just kind of cover some obligatory stuff. You know, things I always do. And one of those things is we need help, help, help. We need your help. There are ways you can help. And as a matter of fact, we have a sponsor, Red State Coffee. So we would ask that you consider buying your Red State Coffee beans or grind. Go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and click on the link that'll take you to Red State Coffee. And give it a try. Another thing you can try is GoFundMe. So why don't you go to GoFundMe, look for Reclaiming the Republic, or better yet, why don't you go to, and I'm doing this because I see all of these idiotic GoFundMes and social campaigns. And, you know, I get it that people are sick and it's great that people help. Our nation is probably sicker. And it will kill more people. And the only thing that is going to save this republic is Republic Review. I do not take a penny for personal use. I only take money for covering my costs in getting this word out and doing the things that need to be done. So if you want to support probably the most worthy cause, then I would ask you to go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, click on our GoFundMe link, and go ahead and support our crowdfunding campaign. More importantly, why don't you give it some prayer and thought? Why don't you give it some real thought and and consideration in actually becoming a leader in your county and in your state? I'm telling you, we all get up and we all stumble. As a matter of fact, nobody's perfect. Nobody articulates perfectly. Even in even in Toastmasters, even the best, they could always get better. There's things that they could always improve upon. There are crutch words. There are sometimes a lack of pause. Sometimes there's pauses. There are always things that could actually make that speech better, that make that presentation better, make those, you know, help make those ideas more succinct, more to the point. The whole point is, do not worry about whether you are perfect or whether you are even ready. People are looking for leaders. Leaders stand upon core principles and they do the right thing. They don't do things right. They do the right thing. People that are managing agendas do things right. If not, they get fired. So with that, why don't you please send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, so that we can help you become a part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem. Now, with that, let me kind of just jump forward and say those few things that I usually say when we're looking at the news. And one of those things is thank you for tuning in. Please consider expanding this audience by challenging other people to tune in, because we're going to take a different perspective. I mean, there are lots of people that may actually have the same viewpoints, but they do not tie these things into the solution. And so we're going to try to tie these things in as we hit these things today. The other thing is, as I've scanned the news and as we have watched the news over the past year and a half on Red State Talk Radio, there has yet to be any sign that the federal government is giving up any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. So what does that mean? That means that if we do not take a stand, if we do not act, they will pursue more powers and they will take all of our liberties and they will throw us into the clutches of global government, a cashless society. Everything that you've probably heard about from the conspiracy theorists, and I'm telling you, those things are not good things. There's nobody in the world that looks at America as this great thing other than the good people that want liberty, those people that want to come here. But those who are grasping and climbing up the ladder for power look at America as the problem. And I believe that's one of the reasons why there are people like Trevor Lawton that has come to America and is trying to be a part of the solution, because he recognizes if America falls, the rest of the world will fall with it. Excuse me. So one of the things that actually popped up in the news, and it's kind of popped up a couple of times now, and I think the last time was about a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, but Trump has come out and basically said he's going to start challenging this anchor baby concept. And it really infuriates me when I hear news commentators, editorialists, and so forth, even on Fox, say, well, isn't this enshrined in the Constitution? No, it is not. Citizenship is not enshrined to somebody that is just born here when their parents are subject to other sovereign states. That baby is a minor. That baby is... their subjection is the same as their parents. That's why they are not citizens, and that's why it is very specific in the 14th Amendment First Clause to those who are subject to. I don't know, and I don't understand why people don't get that. I think it's just because people have just been lied to all this time, and people... You can't tell me that way back in the 1860s, they even thought that we would become so corrupt that we would just give away citizenship to anybody that could drop a baby on our soil. Are you kidding? That would be repugnant. It's not about the babies. It's about people coming here with the cognitive and with the the approval, the process, following whatever the legal process is. Not somebody that can, you know, dash across a fence line and then have a baby. These things are unconscionable why we would even be in this space. Now, one of the things I've been talking about as well, and I hope Trump actually starts going down this path. I will tell you that I'm not confident that the Supreme Court and the rest of the federal system is going to buy off on this. Here's the problem, folks. It's going to continue, and as people have started to learn that this is a fallacy concept of anchor babies and all of that, that people actually have to apply, people have to come here with the appropriate process to become a citizen, even if they have a baby, until they become a citizen and become subject to our laws and our government, then, and I'm not talking about sovereign citizens and slaves and all of that. People, there's too many people that have bought into the sovereign citizen argument as well. Stop it. What we need to do is focus on what is constitutional, because this whole concept of slaves and corporations and all of these things are unconstitutional, regardless of how you stack it. There was no way that the federal government received the authority to create corporations via the states. They have done and assumed all sorts of unconstitutional powers. And that's why, folks, we have to initiate Republic Review and audit the federal government. And we're working hard, but we need your help. But we will be back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so I know I've covered this before, but what I want to do is I want to give this to you maybe from a different view or different perspective, because there's way too many people that see Congress going out and creating laws and passing acts, and then all of a sudden it becomes the law of the land because consensus in Congress has decided that that's what they're going to do. And as a matter of fact, the mainstream media plays into this because they play into the polls and they play into the concept of democracy. I want to be clear here, folks. the Constitution we have, as you know, as we've covered this through the ratification debates, is an enumerated Constitution, plain and simple. It's that simple, folks. If it's not a listed power delegated to the federal government, such as sports, Title IX, you know, the sports and education systems, or even the education and the curriculum, taxing and paying for education. As this house of cards has continued to grow and has created new, what do you want to call those, suites or wings, right? When you add a whole wing to this big, huge monstrosity, all of these things that they're doing are cards. They're not planted in the Constitution, and they have no basis. But bottom line is what happens is people see Congress go off and do something, and they create a law unconstitutionally because it is outside the enumerated powers. As Madison clearly stated, and I guess what I need to do is go through the Madison veto of the bonus bill as well as Monroe's veto of the Cumberland Gap bill, as well as Andrew Jackson vetoing an equally despotic form of transportation types of taxations and so forth, where all three presidents clearly stated you have to amend the Constitution if you want to do anything on roadways, highways, waterways, transportation, period. If you want to create a Department of Transportation, you have to amend the Constitution. It's pretty simple. So what happens is when they start doing surveys and you hear a survey saying a certain percentage of, where did the survey get executed? Where did they perform that survey? Well, let's say they did it in three states. Well, were all three of those states blue states? Were they coastal states? Were they well-populated, blue, progressive states? Or were they in the heartland of America? Regardless, if you're not doing sampling across all 50 states, then you really do not have a clue as to the accuracy of any type of public survey or poll. The bottom line is when Pew and when the rest of these organizations come out and they do this research, they start actually getting you to believe that, oh, well, the public sentiment has changed. And how could this happen? More people want to give up guns. Well, yeah, more people in a democracy in the dark blue states, they want to give up guns. And that's how they want to present that information. But the truth be told, excuse me, maybe it's only 10 states. Maybe it's California, New York, and New Jersey, and a few other, Illinois. And if you see what I'm saying, these are dark blue, hardcore progressive states that have already started surrendering gun rights of their citizens and violating the Constitution. And more people are in these states are getting brainwashed into believing that surrendering liberties is a good thing. The fact of the matter is, we still have 40 other states or 38 other states out there that say no way. Most of the people in America, when I say most of the people, I mean most of the people throughout the republic. Not by quantity in the counting of people, but by quantity in counting of people of the states. If that makes sense, then I finally succeeded, because the whole point in surveys is to get you to believe sentiments are changing and getting you to drop your guard and saying, well, it looks like we've got to let this go. It looks like, you know, it seems like we're going to have, no, we do not let things go. And as a matter of fact, bottom line, if they want to change anything, it's not by creating this unconstitutional bill. They have to amend the Constitution. They didn't create the 12th Amendment after the 1800 election just because they had this whim that, you know, let's have 12 instead of 11 because 11's uneven and we want to have an even, you know, amount of amendments to the Constitution. It just looks better. Well, No, that's not why. They actually identified a problem, and the only way to fix the problem is through the amendment process. I'm here to tell you that when we are being presented the data, question the data and don't buy into it. Look at the data and the reporting of that data as biased, and it is coming from a very small selection of the republic. It is not a republic-wide data survey, analysis, polls, or what have you. I'm here to tell you that they've been pulling the wool over our eyes for a long time. And we've got to wake up and say, you know what? Here we go, folks. They're trying to get us to believe that the majority of the country, well, maybe the majority of California, and that's a lot of people. Maybe the majority of New York, that's a lot of people. But it is not the majority of the republic. Got to remember, Wyoming only has 500,000 people in it. And its vote when it comes to changing the Constitution is equal to that of California and New York. God bless the Republic, my friends. God bless the Republic. And we are so blessed with the divine hand of providence in creating how a minority can protect our liberties. Now, another thing that was creeping up in the news, because I'll get into the G. Edward Griffin's need-to-know news in just a minute here. But another thing that creeped up in the news was this concept of a recession coming. Now, let's talk about recessions. Recession is a downturn in the economy. People are spending less, stores aren't making as much money, and so forth. And so what is important is the cause of the recession, not the recession itself. Because I'm here to tell you, there is a recession that is a very good thing. It is called the elixir. It is called the ointment. It is called the healing liquid. We could have a recession that would actually save and put us on a much better path than allowing ourselves to try to maintain some even kills so that we can continually buy crap from Walmart, or actually buy crap from Amazon, even though Walmart sells a lot of this stuff to, you know, Amazon is, they're the bad guys here. Go buy your stuff from Walmart. As a matter of fact, I got to go on an aside. I went out and I bought some things from Walmart, got it within 2 days from the day I ordered it, and I'm not paying Prime or anything. And I get all my stuff from Walmart in a timely manner. There have been things that I have ordered from Amazon, things that I have ordered from Amazon that have taken months, and then Amazon says, hey, it doesn't look like you're going to get this, you know, like a special music box set or something like that. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. You just finally figured out that I'm not going to get something? Well, Walmart is on top of those things. And if you're going to buy online, buy from Walmart. And I know there are times where Walmart will say, hey, you've got to come in and pick this up. Well, I would much rather do that, because Walmart is all over the place, and have to go to the Amazon Central Distribution Center or wherever their brick-and-mortar distribution services are. I'm here to tell you that if you are looking to buy something, price it between Walmart and Amazon. You'll probably find that if it is available on Walmart, you will be much happier, because you're still going to pay tax. You'll still pay shipping sometimes, but most of the times you don't pay shipping at all, especially if you buy over a certain amount and it's always free with Walmart. You don't have to buy into these stupid clubs and Prime and so forth. Anyway, a good reason for an economic recession is getting China out of our economy. China is an enemy. They are doing all sorts of things to bolster themselves, because it is very clear China has the deepest desire to be the dominant force, to be the dominant force in America. Well, what does that mean? that means that they want to control us and they want to control the rest of the world. I want you to look at what China is doing with their political prisoners and organ harvesting. I want you to look at how they control their own people. China controlling the economy of the world is not a good thing. And as a matter of fact, we need to knock China down a lot of pegs so that they understand that we believe individual liberty and individual sovereignty is foremost. And Trump needs to start piping this out. He needs to actually start poking them in the eye for the way they step on individual liberty and individual sovereignty, especially with the organ harvesting. Are you kidding? Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos, and we will close on this and move forward into some G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so I just want you to understand that going into an economic recession because we are ripping China out of our dependencies, it's kind of like quitting heroin. I guess it's kind of, what do you want to call it? Poetic justice, or it's irony. It's a paradox that heroin comes from China. At least most of the heroin we have, fentanyl, most of the really bad drugs we have come from China. And that's because China's our friend? No, it's because China's our enemy. And if you look at what Britain did to China back in the, 17th century, 18th century, and so forth, the 19th century, China was really over the barrel because of Britain getting them addicted to opium. Well, anyway, there are important things that we need to, you know, actually stand up for. And economic freedom and fighting for economic freedom is a good reason for a recession. Socialistic policies, though, well, that's not really a good reason, such as, you know, the housing boom because Clinton had directed and Carter had initiated the CRA so that they forced banks to actually give bad loans to people that shouldn't have been getting loans. those types of recessions, those types of downturns in our economy that causes a depression, that's not good. As a matter of fact, I'm here to tell you that if we get rid of all the socialist policies by initiating republic review, we would probably be in a much better situation economically, because it would be the states that would have better control over our economic freedom instead of allowing our federal government to collude with other governments and other corporations like OPEC and so forth, so that everybody can chisel a better chunk of money out of your pocket. Let me move on. Now, I know that there's this talk and there's this banter on the Democrat side, and it's even coming from the government. Student loan forgiveness. I'm here to tell you, if you have taken a loan and you were a student in taking a loan, and you signed your name on the line as you were the responsible person for this loan, it's time to adult up. If you're a man, man up. If you're a woman, woman up. It's time to become responsible and fulfill your obligations. This is repugnant to think that we're going to start forgiving people's loans. First of all, the federal government shouldn't have been involved in this process anyway, but when people go in and they sign a contract, bottom line, and you know what? The government knew by going down this path that they would create an economic crisis with this. Oh boy, but there's so many people out there that can't afford this crushing debt. Well, so what? And they're even talking about allowing people to just barely pay the minimum interest so that they can get completely out from underneath these loans. Are you kidding? You know, I don't relish and I don't tell anybody to go take on debt. I tell people that you better be responsible and accountable for what you sign up for, though. It doesn't matter how crappy that loan is, the interest rate, the institution, or the person's breath. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you went into a contract and agreed to pay on the terms of the contract. Our Constitution's a contract, and the states went in and they were given terms of this contract, what could be done and what couldn't be done. And I'm here to tell you that they have no business doing over 85% of what they're doing. They're violating the contract. And if you or your children or what have you are out, you know, having a tough time because you took on a contract, well, okay, I'm okay with the fact that you're having a tough time. That's where we learn our lessons. You know, there have been waves of, you know, if you want to call them the depression, the depression literally kept people from taking on debt because they knew that they couldn't afford to become a slave. And now we have, a generation of slaves that are slaves to the government, to these banks, for these stupid debts. Well, you got to have an education. Well, no, you have to have a job. And can you get a job without having that education? Yeah, absolutely you can. Oh, that's right. You're not willing to work. Well, see, then that's a problem. Because bottom line, if you weren't willing to work when you got the loan, and now you have to work to pay off the loan, I get it. You're still not willing to work. Okay. Well, anyway, we cannot allow the enabling of bad behavior and rewarding bad behavior. This is another form of forgiving the consequences of sin. And we can't allow society to continue to take away the consequences of bad behavior, or what I call sin. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about is who is challenging Trump. Now, I know Kasich is out there trying to, really, is this guy even serious? But even worse, if you listen to Joe Walsh, And I'm not talking about the guy I love, Joe Walsh from the James Gang, Joe Walsh from, you know, the Joe Walsh himself when he had a solo career and the Eagles and so forth. When you listen to this supposedly conservative entertainer, he's talking about things that have no merit and no base. It's one thing for somebody to come out and say, you know, we need to get back to the Constitution, you know, like myself. If I was running against Trump, you know, maybe Trump would actually start understanding what where he's going wrong. But Walsh, are you kidding? Walsh is, I don't know who's behind getting him into this race, but he is running a campaign on pettiness. And I hate to see the fact that he might actually take away, you know, some of, because what's going to happen is how many of these guys are going to try to run independently because they may be on the take or whoever's paying them off wants to make sure that whoever the Democratic, the communist challenger has a better chance of winning. We have seen that all the time. It has played out in history with Teddy Roosevelt challenging Taft to allow Woodrow Wilson to become president. It's happened again and again. It happened in allowing Clinton to become president. We had this idiot, who was that guy? Ross Perot, the parrot. He came out twice to challenge Clinton because Clinton just didn't have the numbers. And everybody says he was one of our most beloved presidents. Are you kidding? He had to have help to get elected in both cases. Not in one of his presidential races did he win by a majority. I think his first election in 1992, he won with 39%, and I believe the second time it was, 42, something like that? So why are we even allowing these kind of concepts? Now, I am here to tell you that the way we are being played by the party system, the primaries and everything else, they're stacking the decks. What we should be doing is we should go back to the Electoral College so that our electors actually are voting instead of being given a limited choice. That way we could actually have far less people controlling the outcomes of our elections because, you know, when you, the people, are actually voting for your electors during the prime, if you want to call it the primary or the presidential race. And as a matter of fact, we should not even have primaries. Get rid of the primaries altogether. Let everybody go in, and the winner is the person that actually wins. Anyway, and we've talked about the Electoral College a lot, and the fact of the matter is that we have to get back to the fundamental principles that we have in our Constitution, such as the people electing and not the party electing. Anyway, I find it interesting that it seems like profiling is going on, but this is out of G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. The Department of Justice data shows that non-citizens who make up only 7% of the population accounted for a whopping 64% of the federal arrests in 2018, a disproportionately high rate. Between the years of 1998 and 2018, the arrests of non-citizens at the federal level have spiked by 234%, while U.S. citizen arrests have grown by only 10%. Non-citizen crimes other than immigration offenses include 20% of federal fraud cases, 25% of federal property cases and property offenses, and 24% of drug crimes. I want you to understand this, folks. We have a real problem, and this invasion is a real invasion. So why are these crimes so prevalent in America? I'm going to get into that with another tidbit from G. Edward Griffin. But I'm telling you, if you look at the impact of this onslaught, this invasion, We need to call for Republic Review, but we've got these two promos. We'll be right back after this. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And okay, so there have been a few different cases around this republic regarding illegal aliens and them committing crimes. And the question I had going into the break is, why is this so prevalent in America? Look at where some of this is happening. Now, J. Edward Griffin points out that in Montgomery County, Maryland, one of the wealthiest places in the United States, is also a sanctuary county and a county where officials refuse to turn illegal alien criminals over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Over the last month alone, 4 illegal aliens have been arrested on rape charges in that county. Now, I'm telling you, California is doing the exact same thing. They're putting these illegals and allowing them basically, what was that stupid movie that where people had the freedom to go out and do anything they wanted to do? The Purge or something like that? I'm here to tell you that when your government is giving people who are non-citizens an advantage and letting them do things that they would not let you do, then they are no longer looking after what they should be looking after, which is not only just your best interest, but the 2 fundamental principles of government, protecting lives and protecting property. Those are the 2 things that government needs to be doing. So Mark Elrich is the Montgomery County executive who claims that Trump and ICE are committing acts of terrorism by trying to enforce the law because it brings fear to the community. However, many immigrant crimes are perpetrated against other illegal immigrants, so Elrich is putting them in danger by defying ICE. The guilty officials are blaming the federal government for failing to enforce immigration and deportation laws. 2 illegal aliens, Mariko Barrera Navidad who is 29, and Carlos Palacios, Amaya, I'm bad with names, but anyway, I'm challenged here. And both of these guys are from El Salvador, were charged with raping an 11-year-old girl on a number of occasions. Not just once, a number of occasions. Investigators say while reviewing the victim's cell phone, they located numerous photographs of one of these guys with this girl. I'm here to tell you that these things shouldn't be happening. We also have something very similar that I'll get to in North Carolina. I'm telling you, I get Maryland is a loony state because it is a progressive state. But North Carolina is a red state. It's supposed to be, the people that are running government there are supposed to be protecting lives and property. What the heck's going on? Folks, people have lost their compass. And if you don't take a stand and actually help put this nation back on the path that the divine hand of providence inspired us to be on, well, we will rue the day. You know, a friend of mine commented, and he says, you know, I know you're familiar with the scriptures, so you do realize that there is a word and a term for these days. And yeah, I go, yeah, what? Which one? And he goes, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. You know, there are different terms for it, but if these be the last days, and I'm telling you, friends, they are, then these are the great and dreadful days of the Lord, where people, there has been never a society, a culture on the face of the earth that it will ever witness the horrific types of things that we are going to witness. And one of those things that G. Edward Griffin points out is the Idaho Governor Brad Little vowed to fight a court ruling that the state must provide a gender reassignment surgery for a convicted sex offender, Andre Edmo. He is currently, and I don't know who Edmo is, and I don't know what his nationality is, Andre, A-D-R-E-E, Adder. Anyway, he is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy when he was 22. The surgery is estimated to cost taxpayers from $20,000 to $30,000, and Edmo would be eligible to transfer to a woman's prison after the surgery. Well, Brad Little is fighting that, and this just goes to show how our federal court systems need a complete overhaul. They need a complete overhaul. These guys get in there for life, and if you understand what the heck Antifa is doing, the judges are doing the exact same thing. Our court system is doing the exact same thing. We've got nothing but activist judges in our court system, and they're driving us down a very ugly path, a dangerous path, and a destructive path. Here's another good one. Dr. Michael Mann, the scientist who co-authored the famous graph of temperature trends known as the hockey stick graph in 2011, brought a libel and defamation case against Canadian climatologist Dr. Tim Ball for criticizing his analysis. The Supreme Court of British Columbia threw out the case in 2017 when Mann refused the court's request to provide the data that would prove his analysis was not fraudulent. When Mann refused, he was in contempt of a court order, and the multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Ball was dismissed. Mann, who is the progressive activist here, has now been ordered, because he refused to actually prove, because what do you think's up with his data? You think they would have realized his data was cooked? Anyway, Mann is now being ordered to pay the court for Dr. Ball's full legal costs. And so, you know, maybe that's a little karmuppance. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin also points out, and if you didn't know, because most people have heard, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had another bout with cancer. This apparently is, you know, the second in just 1 year, and I think the third overall. Anyway, she had the lower lobe of her left lung removed in December because it contained two malignant cancer nodules. Less than 8 months later, at the beginning of this month, she completed 3 weeks of radiation therapy to treat a tumor on her pancreas. Folks, I'm here to tell you, pancreatic cancer and any cancer on the pancreas is not a good thing. And as a matter of fact, I think Trump ought to really start looking at who he needs to call to replace her, because she's not getting any younger. And the question is she really effective? No, she's not. Anyway, also in the news, G. Edward Griffin points out that the Lebanon, Iraq, Iran declared recently against the Israeli aggressions as an act of war after attacks on Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq over the weekend. After an explosive-laden drone, and did you hear Netanyahu's comments regarding their right to protect themselves? Good on him and good on them. You know, these terrorists, these states of terrorism, Lebanon, Iraq, and, well, Iraq supposedly are the good guys, but they're being taken over by Iran and or they're being undermined and subverted by the Mohammedans, right? And the Islamic State. I mean, they had a caliphate almost fully set up there. And I'm here to tell you that Israel has every right to defend itself. And America has every right to defend itself as well. We need to defend our borders. We need to deploy the militias down there and so forth. But anyway, long story short, Israel sent out what they would call a laden drone with all sorts of munitions and went out and raised heck and knocked out some bad guys. And they are not happy. The bad guys are not happy because of the success of Israel in defending or actually going after in a preemptive strike back towards these bad players who have been doing nothing but bad, evil things. Anyway, I'm not sure, but E.G. Edward Griffin also reports the Born Alive Protection Act would require that babies born alive following botched abortions receive medical care to save them. But the bill is opposed by Democrats in the House and the Senate. State health data shows that 40 babies were born alive following botched abortions, but this number is unrealistically low because most states do not retain that data. Well, here's the rub. Here's the problem. In the first place, the federal government had no jurisdiction to dictate whether states could or couldn't enforce the fact of abortion, that abortion was legal. I'm here to tell you this is a state's issue. The federal government has no jurisdiction in this. And even though this sounds like a very good bill, it sounds like a very good act, it is on the face a facade. It is unconstitutional and equal to the Roe v. Wade jurisdiction. The federal court has no jurisdiction over these, friends. And so I'm here to tell you that what we have to do is we have to start challenging these usurpations. What is it going to take if we're going to solve these problems and allow states to be the petri dishes of liberty and allowing states to do those things that have been left to them per the 10th Amendment and per our Constitution? Then we can really start actually growing and getting back into a form of enlightenment. With that, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and we'll be back with more marketing in our next episode. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.